One of the first words to denote a promiscuous woman was strumpet, which dates back to at least the early 14th century. The origin of strumpet is uncertain, though some etymologists have suggested that it's related to the Latin stuprare, meaning to defile, which is also represented in the word masturbate. In the early 15th century, the word that is presently the most common name for a promiscuous woman emerged, slut. The current preeminence of slut can easily be confirmed. Together, the words slut and sluts appear more than 10 million times on the internet, far more than any of the other words that also denote promiscuous women. When slut first appeared, it signified a woman who was physically dirty. Cinderella, whose job was to clean the cinders from the fireplace, would be a slut in this sense of the word. By the mid-15th century, however, the meaning of slut had shifted from a physically dirty woman to a woman who was morally or sexually dirty, the sense it has retained to this day. The origin of slut is unclear, but it would seem to be related to the synonymous slattern, which appeared in the 17th century. Like slut, the origin of several other strumpet synonyms are also unknown. Callet and trull from the early 16th century, for example, and trub from the early 17th. Likewise, no one knows the source of the word punk, which appeared in the late 16th century. One might guess that it's somehow related to puncture, as if a strumpet is merely a kind of hole, but there is no documented evidence to support that speculation. Other synonyms for strumpet that appeared in the late 16th and early 17th century include Jezebel, Bonaroba, Cyprian, Fricatrice, Jumbler, and Trollop. The first of these, Jezebel, arose from the Old Testament story of Jezebel, a strong-willed woman who dominated her husband Ahab. Worse yet, moments before she was killed, Jezebel proudly applied her makeup, or, as the King James Bible puts it, she painted her face. It was probably this last act that caused her name to become a synonym for strumpet. In the 16th century, women's use of face painting was often decried as immoral. Bonaroba was adopted from Italian, where it meant good garment, the kind of showy clothing typically associated with wanton women. Cyprian came to mean strumpet because the Cyprians, that is, citizens of the Mediterranean island of Cyprus, were well known for their worship of Venus. The word fricatrice also denoted a sexually aggressive woman and derived from the Latin fricare, meaning to rub. Jumbler, as the word might suggest, denoted a woman whose legs and arms were often jumbled up with those of a man. Trollop derives from troll, not the frightful troll that lives under bridges, but the verb troll, meaning to saunter about. A trollop, in other words, trolls the streets looking for a sexual partner. Notable synonyms for strumpet that appeared in the 20th century include floozy, scarlet woman, nympho, and skank. In the 1920s, the term scarlet woman arose to signify a woman of suspect virtue. The term probably developed from the Book of Revelation, where the wicked woman that rides upon the seven-headed beast is dressed in scarlet. Christian commentators later dubbed that woman the Whore of Babylon, but she was also called the Scarlet Lady or the Scarlet Woman. The association of scarlet with promiscuity might also be fostered by Nathaniel Hawthorne's 1850 novel, The Scarlet Letter, in which a woman accused of committing adultery is made to wear a scarlet A on her clothing. In the 1930s, the slang term nympho came to denote a woman who was considered sexually insatiable. This word was shortened from nymphomaniac, which first appeared in a medical book in 1861. Even older was the term nymphomania, which first appeared in 1775. The mania part of nymphomania represents the Greek word for madness, while the nympho part derives from the Greek nymphe, which could mean both bride and nymph, the latter being a kind of nature goddess. In the 1950s, nymph inspired the diminutive nymphette, denoting a sexually desirable woman. One of the most recent synonyms for strumpet is skank, which denotes a woman who is both promiscuous and unattractive. The word appeared in the 1970s and probably derives from the synonymous skag, which